Hey there, we are Valentine in the Morning. You have found yourself the Valentine in the Morning Full Show Podcast. It's the entire show, baby, in bite-sized chunks, minus the music, minus the commercials, minus the things that get in the way of our words.
It's just all the good stuff right here for you.
The comedy, the moments of joy, the moments of tears, everything that makes our show what our show is.
But we'd still like you to listen live, if you can.
No, there's no if you can, you must. Listen, you've got to listen to our show live 5 to 10 Monday through Friday. Then if you miss anything, you can catch up with later on with this, the full show podcast. But I remind you, there's nothing like listening live and being in the moment with us who are currently telling you this on tape. That's been recorded previously. Don't pay any attention to that. Now sit back and enjoy the full show replay of Valentine in the Morning.
Get up!
Valentine in the Morning.
104.3 MyFM.
6:07, it's 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the Morning. I spent the weekend going to soccer games my kid didn't play in because Colin's got the broken foot, so he's in a cast, but we go to soccer games anyway. Went to Bakersfield. Woohoo!
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, man.
Wow.
You know, there's some pretty parts of that drive. There really are up that 5 and everything to Tohono Pass and all that. So, yeah, it's really pretty, but it's still Bakersfield.
I was born in Bakersfield.
Oh.
That's it, though. Just born. Mm. Didn't live there.
just to the hospital there?
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Exactly.
I went to Bakersfield. Then we had a soccer game in Camarillo. So we're traveling all over the place. Oh, my gosh. What a weekend. And then cleaning out drains in my backyard. Anybody else clean their drains this weekend?
I don't think I have.
You guys
any
do that
drains.
In Fullerton? You do that?
Not really sure where I would find our drains.
In the yard where the water goes when the rain comes?
Huh. We don't really pay attention to that.
Do you guys have a lawn?
We do have a front lawn. Yeah.
Right. Does somebody cut it?
Yes.
You have a gardener?
We do. Our landlord pays for that.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
So maybe the landlord's checking out all that stuff.
Yeah. He's doing all, he takes care of all that.
Does he? Oh,
he's like, you pay rent, I'll figure everything else out.
Wow.
We're like, nice.
That's a great landlord.
That's a great landlord.
He's awesome.
Is right.
He's great.
Shout out to Johnny's landlord over there. Jill, how are you today?
I'm good. I don't think I have any drains, or if I do, the HOA would take care of it, right?
I've
never seen a drain.
Yeah.
I have a tiny little front porch, though.
Yeah, you have a little drain in your front porch. If there's a bunch of leaves on it, clear them off so they don't flood or
there's
something.
There's definitely not a drain in my porch.
There's no drain in your porch? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know.
Did you just puddle up?
The water just sits there for a little bit.
Jill sits there with a bucket.
I know, right? How's the water get out of that little porch?
There's a little bit of a slant. And it
there is,
just
so it goes out that way?
Yeah, into the
into
dirt.
Into the neighbor's yard.
Into the dirt in the neighbor's yard, yeah, honestly.
Wow, yikes, okay. Good for you living on the top of the hill.
Yeah, thanks.
Jeez. I should get that big hill behind your house.
I know. Seeing a lot of water gets absorbed through that or just kind of
comes down. Yeah. Watch out for flash floods.
There's some type of drain around my unit somewhere.
Well, there's, landscape drains, I'm sure.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right.
The rain goes somewhere.
Ryan, any drains at your place?
No yard, not even a little strip of grass.
Oh.
Well, I will talk to somebody else about my drain problems. None of you are involved in that. Jeez. What did you do this weekend, Jill?
Brian and I went and saw a movie.
Oh, I saw that. Leilani told me she saw you on Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, Jill's out with the Burtons.
We saw Shang-Chi, which is
good.
So good.
It's a good movie, right?
It's so good. We had these punk kids sitting in the back
those
corner
are Brian's
of the
kids.
Theater. No.
How dare you?
No.
Brian brought his sons, Mike and Maddox, over there.
No, these kids that I know were theater hopping, and I almost said something. Jenna almost said something. My sister, the people behind us definitely said something. Uh-huh. And
theater hopping. So what does that mean?
Like they buy tickets for one movie in the morning or earlier in the day.
Oh, so they stay the entire day.
Right. Mm-hmm. You just hop theaters.
That's
once your movie
smart.
Is over.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
No.
In like eighth grade.
That's about the age of these kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. So they weren't on the street selling drugs.
Yeah. The dream's still alive. They're doing
They were running up and down those stairs the entire movie. They were tossing popcorn everywhere. Like, purposely pretending like they were tripping to like get popcorn over the other guests that were trying to enjoy the movie, talking throughout the entire thing.
Oh, they threw popcorn at you?
Not at me, but at the people in front of them.
Oh, I would beat the crap out of them. Yeah, I just turned on these kids.
Host goes to jail.
I know. Could you imagine,
fun.
John, seeing in the news, KTLA? Valentine apparently punched an eighth grader who spilled popcorn. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, the people would be on your side, I think.
Someone got in their face, though. A guy got up and was like, what'd you say to my wife? Or something like that. And then they ran
Dr.
away.
Joe, man.
They ran and they told the people that worked there at AMC.
Oh, that they were threatened by some guy?
That some guy threatened them. So then they came in.
And they removed that guy?
No, they talked to the couple and she explained what happened. So they let them stay.
Right.
But the woman turned around and said, you guys, we're all trying to enjoy the movie. And the kid behind her said, we're all trying to enjoy the movie. And mimicked her.
How old are these kids?
They were maybe like between the ages of 12 and
14. Did anybody go, can I see your ticket?
That's what we were saying after the fact. We're like, we should have told them that.
I told you that like the first 10 seconds. Where's anybody going? Can you see your ticket, please?
They were just punks.
Ugh. Oh, they ruined it for everybody.
They really did.
She'd gone full like Shang-Chi.
The movie was great, though. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I've heard the best things about that movie.
Oh, you got to really see it, John.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Now I'm trying to remember what it was about.
The rings on the arms and the red.
Spoiler.
Yeah. No. I saw it. I saw it on TV. Didn't I see it on TV?
Wait, no. It's not on Disney Plus.
Did I go to see it in the theater?
Only in theaters.
Yeah, you would have to have gone to a theater.
I saw that thing. I know. I've seen this movie. Are you sure it wasn't on TV? It wasn't available?
100%. It doesn't come out until like 100%. November 9th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Did I sleep through it?
I hope
very
not.
Very likely.
I didn't have any eighth graders in mind. Might have fallen asleep through it or something. John went to Vegas this weekend.
I did.
At you, John, living your best life.
Yeah, I just went for one night. Just a quick turnaround. Yeah. Went there, flew back.
We talked about you at my house.
Did we talk about you?
My kid follows you apparently on Insta.
Oh, really?
I think. Or he
I
was
know
checking
Leilani
out yourself.
Does.
I think Colin does too.
Yeah.
And he goes, John Camucci. Coming in at 5:30 in the morning.
He's living life. He's living it up.
The festival I went to doesn't end until like 4:35 a.m.
Oh, stop it.
I would never do that normally because I just get tired at like 8 or 9 p.m. But for this event, like you just got to suck it up. You know, you're
in
Vegas.
I said to Colin, I go, well, you know, those are John's decisions. And John's a grown man. And I'm your dad. And, you know, you get your mommy over here. And we're responsible for you. So... if Camucci's out there doing blow at 4:30,
doing
what he's doing, Colin. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's going on with him. Don't.
Having a good time in
Vegas.
It
was so funny though. Colin pointed out he got in at like 5:30. He goes, Camucci, getting in at 5:30. That was the phrase I heard.
This is the thing, John. They will talk about you at their house.
Everybody
talks about everybody.
I talk about you guys
to the house. He talks to the roommates at the house about us, the ups and downs of working with us, whatever.
You talk about that all the time. We were talking about you this weekend.
Excuse me, you talk about me and my family to your sisters, I'm sure. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Stories.
Get them on the phone.
I'm calling girl gangs on you. All right, 6:14, it's 104.3 MyFam, and it's a Valentine in the morning. Tony Jordan, stand by. She has the morning traffic. Tony, so far, so good?
So far, I think everybody's scared of the rain.
It's coming bad, right? Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing going on. I think they stayed home today, but they should have maybe stayed home tomorrow morning. I don't know.
I got an appointment on my dermatologist today. She's the one that makes you get totally naked and everything. Mm-hmm. We've talked about her before. Great dermatologist, by the way. Checks every little nook and cranny. But I'm like, God, I don't know if I want to go down that 4 or 5 in that rain today. I'm like,
yeah. It might be crazy. I'll keep you posted.
Who knows?
But so right now, the southbound side of the 14th.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3 MyFM.
You've got three things you need to know right now.
6:21. It is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Last night, a candlelight vigil was held in Burbank honoring cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who lost her life when actor Alec Baldwin accidentally fired a prop gun on the set of the movie Rust. Last night's vigil was organized by the local Cinematographers Guild, and many in the industry are calling for stricter safety measures on set. Late Friday, court documents revealed that an assistant director on the film handed Baldwin the weapon and told him it was safe to use, a cold gun, unaware it was loaded with live rounds. It's still so confusing in certain respects as to what happened. Was there really a bullet, if we want to put it in generic terms for us in there?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, people are saying there were real bullets on set because people were also using that gun for target practice or something. So in any movie or film, there should never be real, live, I'm just saying bullets for generic terms here, rounds on a set. So, wow. I mean, this will all come to fruition, but just so tragic. Yesterday morning, I didn't feel it. Did you? The earthquake?
I did not.
I spent the night at my sister's and she woke me up when it happened.
What did she tell you? Earthquake?
She was like, Jill, we just had an earthquake. And I said, oh my gosh, okay.
Isn't that funny?
We good?
People wake you up for that stuff, right?
Yeah.
3.6 struck East LA. The earthquake was about a mile from Boyle Heights. Shaking was reported from Santa Clarita to Orange County. I didn't feel anything up there. No reports of injuries or significant damage. An average of 5 earthquakes with magnitudes of 3 to 4 hit LA every year. Hmm. sports, Johnny, over the weekend, bud.
Yeah, over the weekend, the Dodgers season came to an end. The Dodgers lost to the Atlanta Braves 4-2 on Saturday in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. Now, the Dodgers did have an incredible season, but with many of their core players soon to be free agents, it's kind of unclear what the organization is going to look like next year. So whatever that team does look like, pitcher Walker Buehler said in a statement, he was like, look, we've been there before, we bounced back, and we won games. It's going to be hard now, but it'll be all right when we get back to spring training.
But to be fair, the Dodgers are one of the more well-funded teams in baseball. They're not really afraid of the salary cap, as far as I know. Somebody can correct me at 31043. Like, certain teams are always trying to standard the salary cap, don't care about the luxury tax, or do care about the luxury tax, rather. I feel like the Dodgers are a very well-funded team. But within that, we've also thought the Dodgers would become this massive dynasty, and right. It hasn't come to the fruition that we had hoped it would for the Dodgers. Speaking of money, though, Easy Money's back. Chance of 1,000 bucks coming up 7 o'clock this morning. You'll text in to the number 200-200.
That's it. That's why it's called Easy Money, because it's so easy. You're just sending in a text and hopefully you're going to win $1,000.
Basically, it's a break from What's That Noise, because we get sick of all the hate calls and stuff. People go, I was very close. I knew what it was. You didn't take my call. So Easy Money starts up again. $1,000 for you. 7 o'clock this morning, 104.3 MyFM.
Valentine in the morning. Yeah. 104.3 MyFM.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. So you want to start right now? You ready to go?
It's tradition. It's Valentine in the morning tradition. I'm excited for this.
Every year, the week before Halloween, we do scary stories here in Valentine in the morning. And Ryan says he's ready with a scary story today.
And these are real stories. These things have happened to us.
Right. And if you ever have a scary story and you think it's you want to get it on the air, just reach out to us, 31043. But it has to be real.
Yeah, and also, I just want to say, this is not the show where we just rehash old stories and old segments and stuff. This is a brand new
scary story.
Yeah, you guys have never heard this before.
Ooh, so exciting. Basically what he's saying is, I don't want to hear the story about how something touched you in bed that you've told every year for the past, like, X amount of years. Which is a great story, by the way.
It's a great story!
All right, Ryan's scary story for Halloween 2021.
"'Twas the year 1996, and a young Brian S. Burton had just arrived in upstate New York, adorned in massive Jenko jeans and a corn t-shirt. I was there to see my dear old granny. Now, my dear old granny lived in a nice modern house at the bottom of a hill, but at the top of this hill was a old farmhouse that many believed was haunted. You see, one of my ancestors is a woman named Mary Parsons Clark. You see, Mary Parsons Clark was put on trial for witchcraft and executed. And many believe that she still stalks the cornfields and farmhouses of upstate New York. That night, I was determined to prove those rumors wrong, and I told my dear old granny I'm going to sleep in the farmhouse. And she begged me not to go. I pushed her to the side and said, 'Get off me, woman! I don't believe such tales.' I slept in the farmhouse, but I couldn't sleep at all. I tossed and turned. In the dead of night, there was a loud crash. I jumped out of bed. My eyes were red. My hair was askew. My pants were wet. I ran out into the hall. I felt glass break beneath my feet. I looked down, and I was standing on a portrait of Mary Parsons Clark. I ran outside. I tried to make it to my granny's house, but suddenly I got lost. I was in a cornfield, twisting and turning. Suddenly I was face to face with an old woman. I shrieked. I tried to run out, but something grabbed my arm. I was stuck.
Grabbing you.
I wrestled. I pulled, I pushed, and then I finally freed myself. I got back to my dear old granny's house. And as I was explaining to her what happened, I wondered aloud if it could have been a dream. And then she pointed to my arm. And on it,
look at your arm,
was a red handprint.
Parsons Clark is back again.
What? What a storyteller. Wow. Wow. Man. That was something. How is your dear old granny?
Well, she's no longer with us. I shouldn't have said. I'm so sorry. Yes. Oh, dear. Playing the part of my dear old granny.
Parson Clark ate her.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. That was...
That was self-involving.
That was intense.
I'm not going after that.
Do you practice?
On his kids.
He tell the same story every year. So I don't
really need... By the way, he started this whole thing, John, going, that's a rehashed old story. And the minute I heard, Mary Parsons Clark, I'm like, ah, here we go, Mary Parsons Clark. Hope you're a new listener. It's the same story every year.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
More music, more variety. On one... Valentine in the morning. What's up?
104.3
My FM.
104.3 My FM.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. Appreciate that. How's your weekend, by the way?
It was good. It was a little bit of trying to just reconnect and breathe.
Amen, brother. Brother, what? I mean, sister.
Sister.
But it's I'm so good. Needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, too. All right, weather today, rain, wind expected throughout the day, temps in the 60s this afternoon, 56 La Puente, 60 in Anaheim. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
The stars of Friends are now posting their tributes to Gunther. I'll tell you everything that happened coming up at 6:50.
A lot of people really appreciate Brian's scary story. We'll tell another one tomorrow. Who wants to go tomorrow? Jill, John, Valerie, who's going tomorrow? Let's set it now.
I mean, I can.
Yes, Jill.
Jill, tomorrow, okay. Your scary story about the same time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a real
story.
Heard.
A and a story, story we've never heard, much like the one we never heard today.
Yes.
Yeah, we never heard. But I've not heard today. So.
Well, that's the best part. John hasn't heard any of these new stories. Right.
It's a story John's never heard.
Perfect.
Coming up, another joke John's never heard. But John said he kind of like grew up listening to us, too.
Yeah,
I'm not going to remember all the detailed stories.
Come on, John. Come on. Here's Kelly. You know the bed feels warmer
sleeping here alone. Valentine in the morning.
104.3 My FM.
6:43. It is 104.3 My FM. It's Valentine in the morning. Jill, we're doing first sip here.
This is the way we start our mornings, but especially on a Monday morning when we can use it the most to really set the tone for the week. Here's Val's first sip.
Where we last left off.
Mary Parsons Clark was crawling from the darkness.
Yes, from the top.
People love that story. Loved it. If you missed it, please do check out the podcast later on. So on a Monday, a little note from Colin Powell. The book is called It Worked For Me, In Life and Leadership by Colin Powell. I took from it this one phrase that I wanted to bring to the radio today. It says... You can't make someone else's choices. You shouldn't let someone else make yours. Short, sweet, to the point, think about it. Life can be tough, many ups and downs, and moments of happiness, and moments of sadness. That's what makes it all worthwhile, that up and down, wild ride that we're on. But it's your life, so don't let somebody else make the choices for you. You're not choosing how they live their life, you're not making their choices. So you live your absolutely very best life and don't let them make the choices for you. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3.
And to this very day, in that barn in upstate New York, in a farmyard that's never been sowed with seed, the voice comes in the morning.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Clark. Hello.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3 My FM.
6:48, 104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. So just another reason for us at this point, and it's tough, you know, Dodgers not continuing on, but I guess, you know, there was always a thing like, is it, do you root for the team that beat you or do you not? And now we're stuck rooting for the Braves, yeah, or we just put our head in the sand and just don't look.
When it's the Astros, I think it forces your hand.
Yeah, it really does.
We have to.
We have to root for the Braves. I mean, it's like, ugh. I don't root for the team that beat me. You know what I mean? I've never been that guy.
That's what our family does.
Yeah, your family's special.
Because wouldn't you rather get beaten by the people who win it all? That's what I think.
Let me ask you a question, Johnny. Yankees beat you in the wild card.
But that's like, that's what my dad, that's his way of thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, if this team beat us, they better go all the way, or else that was a waste.
Yeah. Anyway, the story with the Astros, there's a guy, and the Astros cheating somehow, I can't figure it out yet. There's a guy out of Houston that put like $3.25 million on the Astros to win the World Series.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
So he did this one, it was like 10-1 odds or something like that. According to the article, if the Astros win, this guy will get $35.6 million.
Oh my gosh.
Another reason to root against the Astros right there. $35.6 million. And I guess Vegas is a little scared because they're like, that's a large bet to cover. And I'm thinking the guy wins and then like a year later, oh, the mattress owner disappeared. Wonder what happened to him. You know, Vegas, right? Anyway, Caesars Sportsbook, the vice president of trading, Craig Mucklow, told the Las Vegas Review-Journal, whoever Houston is playing, we're massive fans for the next few weeks. The size of that bet will make every other selection a winner. As long as it's not Houston, we're very happy here at Caesars. So they're like going to be having Braves signs all over the place in Vegas. Like, oh my God, please God, let the Braves win. But I guess the Braves at one point, like 100-1 or something. So if you bet on them, you're making some money too. And I'm telling my kids some of this stuff this week. And I'm like, what am I doing? Now my kid's like, oh, what an easy way to make money. Give me a fan duel, whatever.
And off I go. Who needs college?
That's right. Put it all on black, Dad. Let's go. All right, 6:51. It is 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. Coming up in the Battle of Sexes, the Chargers taking on the Patriots, SoFi Stadium. That'll be a good game.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the Chargers are very, very good. Patriots aren't as good, but they had a big win this weekend. They beat the Jets by 1,000-2. It was pretty close to that.
The Jets, though. Come on.
I know, right? Yeah. Exactly. Like, could we have beaten the Jets? We give them a run for it. Yeah, like the four of us. Could we beat the Jets?
It wouldn't be a shutout.
It wouldn't be a shutout. Fair enough, John.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
Ed Sheeran is now apologizing to anyone he's let down. I'll tell you what happened right after traffic.
Right now. Valentine in the morning. 104.3
MyFM. 104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
James Michael Tyler played Gunther on Friends, and yesterday he passed away at the age of 59 after a battle with prostate cancer. He was diagnosed in 2018, but didn't make it public until this past June, and he said he didn't want to talk about it because he didn't want to be a downer for the Friends reunion they all filmed together. And Jennifer Aniston posted, you know, one of their scenes from Friends, and she wrote on Instagram, "Friends would not have been the same without you. Thank you for the laughter you brought to the show and to all our lives." And Courtney Cox added, "The size of gratitude you brought into the room and showed every day on set is the size of the gratitude I hold for having known you."
I never watched Friends like you did. I don't think I've watched more than 4 or 5 episodes in my entire life. It just wasn't on my schedule when it was on TV and stuff, because I was doing a nighttime radio show. But there's a funny meme over the weekend. I guess, God, I don't even know the character. I'm sorry. He walks in, starts talking to Gunther, goes, "Hey, have you seen Chandler?" And he goes, "I thought you were Chandler."
Oh, yeah, that's Joey.
That's Joey? Yes, that was very funny. I thought that was just funny right there. I was loving that.
And everybody loved Gunther. You know, he was there from the beginning, and just from everything that everybody's posting about him just seemed like a really genuine, genuine guy. And Ed Sheeran's new album, Equals, comes out on Friday, but he just let all of his fans know he tested positive for COVID. And he posted on Instagram saying, "I'm now self-isolating and following government guidelines. Apologies to anyone I've let down. Be safe, everyone." Mm-hmm. Now, Ed Sheeran is scheduled to be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
They're scrambling, right?
Well, it's going to be on November 6th. Kieran Culkin will be hosting that episode, but that falls into his self-isolation period. So we don't know if he's going to be performing remotely or if they're going to push his appearance to a later date. So we'll see what happens.
But it was just a performance. It wasn't him like hosting or
he's
anything like that.
Just a musical guest.
So performance, he can do that remotely.
Sure, he could. Yeah,
they could.
I'm Jill, the Hollywood Headlines.
6:55. It is 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. We do have tickets for the Chargers and the Patriots, SoFi Stadium, and the Battle of Sexes, 866-544-MyFM. I will say this, and John's been with us for a few Mondays now. Mondays are tough. Oh, Mondays are tough.
How
you know?
So?
Well, look at me. Behind what? The scenes, it's tough.
You're thriving. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Mary Parsons Clark. But no, just answering these questions and everything on a Monday, having the brain power to get stuff done.
Okay.
You were in Vegas. You came in at like 5:30 in the morning. I saw on your Instagram. If you're not following John, you can follow him on Instagram.
At Comuche, C-O-M-O-U-C-H-E. But I am still at the stage where I'm excited to come back on a Monday. Because I had my long weekend, and like I'm still new here. I'm loving this. You know?
Yeah. I thought he was going to say, I'm still at the stage where I can come in at 5:30 in the morning. No, I'm not saying to work. I mean, that's when he got to his hotel room at 5:30 in the morning. My kids are watching his Instagram. Kimuchi, coming in at 5:30. I'm like, what are you looking at?
You got to live life.
That's what happens in Vegas, though. Don't you guys do that in Vegas?
No.
9 o'clock, in-room movie.
Oh.
Mini bar, 9 o'clock, maybe.
You got to hang out with Vegas Jill.
No. If she's anything like Vegas Disney or Disney Jill, whatever. No, see?
There ain't no gold in this river.
Wake up!
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.